There's a very large study that was funded by the National Eye Institute, which is part of the National Institutes of Health, and it was conducted 20 years ago now, and it actually shows that high levels of antioxidants and zinc can slow the progression of age-related macular degeneration, which is a very big cause of blindness, particularly as you grow older. And right now, it afflicts about 11 million Americans annually, but by 2050, those rates are expected to double.
Now, do the benefits of these vitamins and minerals come primarily from the food we're eating?
No. In this study, they actually gave people supplements.
Mm-hmm.
And what they found is that you really can't get the benefits from these vitamins from food alone, although there are other ways you can enhance your eyesight with foods. But in this case, if you're really trying to help protect against macular degeneration, you've got to go to these higher levels of vitamins and minerals.
Should we be boosting the supplements then that we are taking so that we can reduce the risk?
No, we shouldn't, because this is a specific portion of the population, and you need to work with your doctor and talk about what levels you should take. There are also some risks from taking these multiple vitamins in large doses in certain populations. For example, if you are a smoker or a former smoker, we do know very clearly that beta carotene, you could find it in carrots and pumpkin and anything that's orange. When scientists gave this to smokers and former smokers in large amounts, they actually found that increased the risk of lung cancer.
I think the good takeaway here is to really have a conversation about what else we're taking with our doctors so that they have a sense of not only what we're taking, but in what amounts.
That's absolutely right. And so we know, particularly as you age, you may be taking some over-the-counter medications, you might be taking some herbal supplements or some herbal medications, and these things can interact. But also, be sure to talk with your health professional about all the things you're taking. And that includes, you know, how much caffeine you're drinking and how much alcohol you have, because they do interact, and it's really important to get a handle on it.